欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Why are you being quiet, Steve?
Because today we're talking about the quiet contest.
I think the students won't like if we talk like this. So let's talk normally, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we are looking at our idioms in use. This is one of my favorite shows because...It's a lot of fun putting all these idioms together in one conversation.
And when you put all of these idioms together like this, you often sound like an idiot.
Absolutely
right.
Well, they're great idioms. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really great idioms, but to put all of these different idioms in one conversation is really funny.
It is.
Sometimes
so it's fun
awkward.
To do.
It is. Alrighty.Now, before we start reading our dialogues, let us help you with your
phrases for learning.
Number one is keep it down. Keep it down.
安静一点。
Can you keep it down? People are trying to sleep here.
No.
Okay.
Number two is go crazy. Go crazy.
发疯。
Stop the banging! I'm going crazy!
Oops, sorry.
I would actually say stop that banging.
Stop that banging.
Mm-hmm. For me, is what I would probably say. Stop that banging. I'm going crazy.
You're going crazy?
Or can we say go bananas?
I'm going bananas. Good one.
Yeah.
And go nuts.
Are you a monkey?
Okay, let's not get personal.
I'm hurt.
Well, I'm crazy about cold jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed. Nice use of the next idiom, buddy.
Yes, that's the next one. Crazy about. Be crazy about.
对,着迷,热衷.
Since he was 12, Larry has been crazy about football.
Tell me, in the translation, is this American football or is this soccer?
Oh, 他这边写的是美式足球。
American football.
American football.
Okay, so just to remind the students that outside of North America, so outside of Canada and the States and Mexico, football means soccer.
Yes. Soccer is the most popular sport.Around the world.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a great game. Looking at those guys with their great legs. Okay, moving on to number four. Like crazy. Like crazy.
拼命地.
Vincent studied like crazy for the whole weekend. Now, this is a terrific expression, but it is quite slang.
Mm-hmm.
Quite slang-like. I wouldn't use it in a formal report.Mm-hmm. However, just chatting with my friends, oh man, we danced like crazy at that club. It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢，这是很口语的。I do something like crazy, 就是哇，我们真是玩疯了呢。
I need to go soon, because I have to do the dishes.
Boy, that's a really lame excuse. You have to do the dishes. Why don't you go to my house and do my dishes?
That is the next phrase, do the dishes. Do the dishes.
洗碗盘.
It's your turn to do the dishes this week, Amanda.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you have tasks you had to do each week?
Yes, we call those chores.
Chores, yep.
C-H-O-R-E-S. I don't know many Taiwanese kids that do dishes.
I do dishes.
You did dishes
yes.
when you were little?
Or
no,
now.
After I'm married.
After marriage, see?
That's right.
Now, I started doing dishes when I was in first or second grade elementary school.
Did you stand on a stool at the sink?
Yes.
Me too. Yeah.
And we had to help mother clean up. Mother worked hard to make dinner, so we all have to help clean up after.
Wow.
And one person had to set the table. Mm-hmm. That was their chore for the week. One person had to clear the table. That was their chore for the week. One person had to do the dishes. That was their chore. And one person was cook's helper or mother's helper in the kitchen.
Okay.
And that was my favorite chore because mm-hmm. it was making and doing stuff as opposed to cleaning up.
Yep.
Okay, so 我们听到一个字 chore 一直在提到的 就是指我们平常要做的这些家事了
mm-hmm.
The housework.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 好。
Alrighty, moving on to number 6. Drive someone nuts. Drive someone nuts.
使某人发疯。
My nagging wife really drives me nuts.
Stephen, do the dishes. Stephen, why don't you earn more money? Stephen, brush your hair.
And the reason that she's, you know, nagging me is because I'm a lazy butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you certainly are. Okay, we have no extra words, so let us move straight into dialogue A.
Helen is in the car with her two sons in the back.
If you kids don't keep it down, I'm going to go crazy.
Relax, Mom. We are only singing the songs you are crazy about.
I know, but I really need some silence right now.
Helen suddenly has an idea.
Do you want to have a contest?
Sounds like fun. What do we win?
There's really no winner, but if you don't try like crazy, you will lose and have to do the dishes tonight.
Ooh.
Man, Helen, you've got to give some kind of prize. Don't use a threat. If you lose, you do the dishes. I suppose the prize is you don't have to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Huh. My parents used to play this game with us in the car, and we called it the silence game.
Oh, the silence game.
Yeah, when we kids were driving my parents crazy. My mom would say, right, kids, we're playing the silence game.
Does it work?
My brother used to fall asleep and win. It made me mad.
Of course.
Okay, let's look at dialogue A.
Helen is in the car with her two sons in the back. Now, from this sentence, we don't know if Helen is driving or if she's just sitting in the car with her two sons who are sitting in the back of the car.
Mm. And someone else is driving?
Yeah, someone else might be driving.
The way you said it, it sounds like they're sitting in the driveway.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I doubt it.
好,所以呢,海伦呢,现在在车子里面,他的两个儿子则在后座。我们看到 in the back, 就是指 in the back of the car, 在车子的后面,我们这边讲有一个 the, 就是指在一个东西,在一个物体的内部的后面,这样子。And
Helen says, if you kids don't keep it down, that means keep the volume down, keep the sound down, don't be so noisy. It's our first phrase for learning. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to go crazy. Go crazy is our second phrase. I will go nuts. I will go bananas. I will lose my mind.
Okay, 所以呢,你们两个小鬼,海伦就讲了,你们两个小鬼如果不小声一点,我就会疯掉啊。Okay, 所以我们这边呢,他就讲了,keep it down,这个it是指我们的volume, V-O-L-U-M-E, volume是指我们的音量,音量降小一点,要不然呢,我就会go crazy,刚刚讲了go nuts或者go bananas,都要在nut跟banana后面都要加s.
And Gary says,
relax, Mom. Like, Mom, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. I think kids now would say, chill out.
Yeah, except I would never say that to my mother. When she was angry, I would just be
chill,
quiet.
Chill, you know, means to make something cold.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say chill out, it's slang. It's not proper grammar.
Mm-hmm.
But chill out means relax, calm down, you know, cool down. So he says, relax, Mom. We are only singing the songs you are crazy about. So maybe,
Old
Mom.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Okay.
That old song.
Yeah, so maybe Mom loves this song. She's crazy about it. Be crazy about is phrase number 3. But they're probably being a little bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
所以呢他说了盖瑞说哎呀妈妈放轻松嘛我们只不过在唱一些你很喜欢你很热爱的这个歌曲而已啊。OK, 我们刚刚就听到 relax, 诶口语上也可以用 chill out, 就是叫人家放松 chill out, 你就不要这么严肃嘛放松一点但是这是蛮口语的用法啦。另外呢我们看到听到就是 be crazy about, 就是对什么很热衷很热爱。
And Helen says, I know,But I really need some silence right now. So perhaps Helen has had a busy day. Maybe she spent the whole day with the kids and they were really excited. And so she says, I need some silence. She could have said, I need some peace.
I need some quiet.
Well, peace and quiet right now.
然后还就回答了我知道啊我知道那个是我很喜欢的歌但是我现在真的很需要一些安静的片刻。OK, right now, 就是现在,我现在呢,很需要。
Helen suddenly has an idea. I can just imagine if this was like a little cartoon or a comic in a newspaper,、
mm-hmm.
there'd be a little light bulb, bing, above her head.
OK, 所以呢,这个时候海伦突然有想到了一个主意,我们就听到了在这个卡通里面呢,只要有一人想到主意的时候,通常会有一个小灯泡,嘣,这样弹射出来。OK, 那这个 light bulb,就是小灯泡那我们把这个 bulb 拼一下吧
bulb B-U-L-B bulb so Helen asks the boys do you want to have a contest
or do you want to play a game
mm-hmm.
OK 海伦说你们想不想来、举办一个比赛、要不要来办一个比赛进行一个比赛 OK 我们这边这个 contest 就是一个竞赛了我们平常讲说啊，这个选美比赛我们也可以说 a beauty contest.
Yeah.
We usually wouldn't, that is correct.、
Mm-hmm.
But usually、There's、we wouldn't call、ways. That a beauty contest. We call it a beauty pageant.
Oh, that's oh. right.
P-A-G-E-A-N-T, pageant.
Pageant.
Yeah, it's still a competition, but we usually would never say a beauty contest.
Okay, 所以我们学到另外一个 a beautypageant.
Pageant.
Pageant.
Yeah. You can have a pie making contest.
Or a pie eating contest.
Oh, that would be better.
Hot dog eating.
Ugh.
Hot dog eating contest.
Have you seen how much food they eat? It's gross. It's not enjoying your food.
You wouldn't like to eat 123 hot dogs at one time?
Okay, I don't do hot dogs.
Okay.
I like sausages.
Jerry says...Sounds like fun. This game, this contest, sounds like fun. Sounds great. What do we win?
Ooh.
Like, what prize do we get if we win?
Okay, 所以呢他就说 Jerry 说听起来很棒我们这边 sounds like 这个 fun 是一个、名词所以呢我们知道 sound 这个连缀动词、通常后面是加介词然后才加名词 Okay, 那后面呢他就说那我们赢了会有什么奖品呢
There's really no winner, says Helen. So there isn't going to be a winner, but there's just a loser. But if you don't try like crazy, if you don't really, really try to stay quiet or to do this game, to play this game, you will lose. You will be the loser and have to do the dishes tonight.You will have to wash the dishes tonight after dinner.
其实呢没有什么赢不赢的啦。但是如果你们不努力的话就会输掉而且今天晚上就得洗碗。OK, 我们看这边看到了这个、do the dishes, 我们刚刚讲过这是家事做家事的一种。那个家事就是 chore, 所以 do the chore 就是做家事。这个 chore 是可数的哦。
Alright, it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Quiet Contest, our idioms in use for the 30th of October. Let's have a look at Dialogue B.
Helen is explaining how to play the game.
This is called the Quiet Contest, and there is only one rule. The first person that talks is the loser.
No way! I don't want to play. It's boring. I like to have fun.
Start now. Did you say something, Jerry? What was that, Gary?
This contest is driving me nuts.
Game over. You lose. You'd better make sure the dishes are clean. Now, who wants to play again? Go. Wow, the kids... Okay, Stephen, we're not really playing the quiet game.
Oh, okay, okay.
That sounds like a pretty tough game, and I think Helen is going to give out all of the chores today. And then she'll have angry, quiet children because they're sulking. What's sulking in Chinese?
Sulking.
Sulking.
S-U-L-K-I-N-G, sulking.
It's like angry, but
no.
Not...
It's
kind
sort of, it's sort of like, I don't want to talk to you because you were mean to me.
有点怒,
you know when kids, well, not just kids, yeah, 生闷气, they sit there and they just, they have that look on their face, you know, they pout, their,
oh, pout lips.
Yeah, their lips pokes out and they just kind of,
okay, 我们刚刚说嘟嘴巴这个动词,
yeah,
P-O-U-T,
yeah, pout,
pout.
So I think the kids will soon be sulking, and they'll be quiet, and they'll have to do all the chores. Good job, Helen.
Really good
okay.
job.
Okay, our first sentence, Helen is explaining, she's telling them how to play the game.
Okay, 那海伦呢,正在解释如何玩这个游戏了。OK, 我们看到这个 how to play the game, 就是一个名词片语嘛, 非常简单。
This is called the quiet contest. So the name of this game is the quiet contest, and there's only one rule. A rule is telling you what you can or cannot do when playing a game. So this game only has one rule. The first person that talks is the loser. The first person who says something loses. So they have to not talk. They can move around. They can maybe even tickle each other to make the other person...
Try to make the other person talk?
Yep, but they cannot say anything.
Okay, 所以呢, 海伦说, 这个啊, 是称为这个安静, 啊, 无声游戏, 然后呢, 只有一个规则, only one rule, 就是呢, 第一个讲话的人呢, 就是输家, 就输掉这个比赛了。 我们刚刚就是听到说, 在, 诶, 除了你可以让他, 烧他痒啊, 或者是怎么样的, 让他笑, okay, 所以这个烧痒, 我们就用 tickle, tickle.
T-I-C-K-L-E. Tickle. Nice laugh, Stephen.
I was tickling an owl. Okay. Gary says, no way. No way. This is also slang. You know, it's just kind of like, 不会吧. But you wouldn't write this in a proper sentence. He says, I don't want to play. I don't want to play this game. It's boring. Meaning, it sounds like it will be boring.
No fun.
Yeah, it's no fun. I like to have fun. I like to do fun things.
Okay, so Gary就说了,不要. Okay, 那我想要玩这个游戏,太无聊了。我只想要,哇,好好,有乐趣,要玩好玩一点的. Okay, 所以呢, have fun. 就是好玩,有玩的有乐趣 比如说 Girl, 我记得有一首歌叫什么
Girls just don't wanna have fun Girls just don't wanna have fun
Girls just wanna have fun
Frank sounds like he's having fun
Okay, well Helen completely ignores Gary She doesn't listen to Gary And she says, start now
Now
that I think about it, they're probably going,
Maybe.
Yeah, because they're kind of like, what, already? We can't talk.
We're not ready for that.
Yeah, now I look at it, it could probably be that. Could be,
Okay, so you
don't
need to
dare to speak.
Oh, you want to add a sound effect here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just did.
Wow,
yeah.
Fantastic!
And Helen says, "Did you say something, Jerry? You know, did you speak, Jerry? Did you talk?" And
what was that, Gary?
What was that, Gary? Like, did you say something, Gary? Do you want to do dishes, Gary?
Already.
Okay, 所以这一句海伦就说，你是不是有讲什么呢，杰瑞？那你呢，盖瑞？你有没有你要讲什么话呢？就是不断的刺激他们，看是谁会先忍不住就开口讲话。这样子引诱这个小朋友还蛮好玩的。
So then Jerry did speak, and he said,
"Oh, this contest is driving me nuts."
So this contest, this quiet contest.Is making him go crazy. He's not happy about it at all.
Jerry 就说，哎，这个比赛真的是好无聊，让我已经快要发疯了。Drive me nuts, drive me crazy, 或者是 drive me bananas, 都可以。
Now, it's a quiet game, a quiet contest, you can't talk. Jerry talked, he spoke. So Helen says, game over! You lose. You are not the winner. You had better make sure the dishes are clean. Because remember, if they lose, they have to wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you better make sure the dishes are clean. You better wash them well. Now, who wants to play again? Go. So, okay, now I have someone to do the dishes.But she's so worried they're going to be making more sounds. They're going to be talking and driving her crazy again. So she's going to play again for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, now I have someone to do the dishes. Now we have a loser. Who wants to play again? And before they can answer, she says, go.
Oh,
she starts again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
good job.
Unless they want to sweep the floor.Which is maybe the next chore.
Or clean the garage. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big chore.
Vacuum.
Oh.
I hated vacuuming the house.
Yeah.
So in a vacuum, 这也是一个不错的字。
Yeah.
V-A-C-U-U-M. Vacuum.
You used it as a verb?
Yep, a verb and a noun.
Okay, 所以呢它这个 vacuum 可以当作名词或是动词。当作动词就是吸尘器那个吸地毯。
Mm-hmm.
那名词就是吸尘器。
嗯哼
，OK。那另外呢，这一句就是说，游戏结束了，你输了，你最好呢，确定这个今天晚上的碗盘是干净的，你就要去洗碗盘了。OK， 现在谁还要再玩一次这个游戏呢？开始。所以呢，他在两个小孩还没有办法反应的情况，马上又开始了另一个游戏。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢，这个妈妈真的蛮聪明的了。
That's right。
对，小孩子就没办法讲话了。
You know, when I was a little child, I was about six.My family went for a holiday to Florida, to the Keys, from Montreal. We drove for 2.5 days. So imagine driving from Taipei to Kaohsiung to Taipei, and then sleeping. And Taipei to Kaohsiung to Taipei and sleeping. And then Taipei to Kaohsiung. That's how far we drove, how long we drove. It was a lot of driving. So my parents prepared, you know, some games for us to play in the car and coloring books.And we sang songs and we played a lot of games, but we still drove my parents crazy. And we played the silence game a few times.
A lot of times.
That's right.
I think.
We played games where we had to try to find license plates on the back of cars from all 50 states.
Yeah, or else we would play look for an A, look for a license plate or a sign with an A.
Oh,
and then a B, and then a C.
And another game was counting cows. You had to count the cows on your side of your car. But if you passed a graveyard, you had to bury them.
Oh.
And go back to zero. All right, we're nearly out of time. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw。这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康， 长春藤网络书店欢迎您。